Hi, I'm Paula from Sixth Level Training, and I want to talk to you about my top 10 skills for presentations. So presentations, love them or hate them, at some point we've all got to do them. So tip number one is that your audience might have some preconceptions, so you need to do your best to manage their concerns. And the way that you do this is by reassurance and empathy with the audience and demonstrating your understanding. If you can do this, then you'll have your audience on your side and they'll feel a lot more comfortable with you. Number two, in any presentation, put your key points at the start and at the end of each section. This is what we're most likely to remember about your presentation, and these are the points that people will take away with them. So if you make it as interesting as you possibly can and put all of that really important stuff right at the start and at the end, then people will remember through primacy and recency. If you're not sure what that is, Google's your friend. Introduce each concept as if it's one of those elevator pitches that you hear about. Now, that might be a bit of an old-fashioned concept these days, but when you're limited for time in a presentation, 30 seconds to summarise will be just enough time to establish some interest and set expectations. Number four, use personal anecdotes and humour, but don't tell jokes. Remember, I've talked about this before. The punchline might just fall flat, but remember, you are also allowed to be funny. Number five, remember to ensure any outcomes are met and recap on them. Your audience is sure to remember if these aren't met, so make sure that, again, you're managing expectations. Always ask if people have any questions and make sure you can answer them. Number six, get feedback from your audience by asking questions. Interactivity is great in presentations and your delegates will leave far more satisfied than if they're just talked at. Number seven, make sure that your focus is actually on your attendees. Phrase points from their perspective, use their language wherever possible, and you'll have a happy audience. Number eight, prepare, 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 but also prepare to be flexible. Questions are inevitably going to come up, and you need to be confident enough to answer them. Number nine, if it goes wrong in any way, then just take it in your stride. What's the worst that can happen, really? I mean, if your technology fails you, then you know your subject anyway and you can continue without it, can't you? Number 10, finally, have fun. If you have fun, your audience is going to have fun too. And we want our audience to go away smiling, happy, remembering us, remembering the presentation and wanting more. So those are my top 10 tips. Enjoy your next presentation.